These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Today's team of four total strangers believe they have what it takes to beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds. Well, do they? Let's meet them.
I'm Zulu, I'm 19, and I'm a computer science student from Birmingham.
I'm Doug, I'm 39, and I'm a business analyst from Staffordshire.
I'm Elaine, I'm 33, I'm an auditor, and I'm from Belfast.
I'm George, I'm 80, I'm a retired aircraft engineering manager from Shropshire.
Well, that's the team. Now, one by one, they've got to win as much money as they can, bring it safely down the table and into the team prize fund. But as ever, hunting them down every step of the way is the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. But if they make it back safely, they will go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of their total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Zulu. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now then, that's an unusual name, so whereabouts did that come from?
Well, my name used to be Alex, but I went to Tobago when I was two with my mum and dad, and the locals called me it. It means yellow man in their language because I had bright blonde hair when I was a baby, and it stuck as a nickname. So on my 18th birthday, I changed it by deed poll.
All right, great. First hurdle to get over is this one. I will ask you quick-fire questions against the clock.
Yep.
Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Build up as much as we can. Are you ready?
Yes.
I wish you luck, Zulu. Your time starts now. In the fairy tale, who pricked her finger and slept for a century?
Pass.
Sleeping Beauty. The conductor, Malcolm Sargent, was nicknamed Flash what?
Gordon.
Harry. What's the literal translation of the Spanish word adios, meaning goodbye?
Bye-bye.
To God. The blue riband was awarded for the fastest crossing of what ocean?
Pacific.
Atlantic. Who's the Cockney heroine of the musical My Fair Lady?
Pass.
Eliza Doolittle. Christian Barnard pioneered what transplant operation?
Heart.
Correct. Which Osmond topped the charts in 72 with
Donnie.
Puppy Love? Correct. Starring Jake Gyllenhaal, what 2010 film is subtitled The Sands of Time?
Prince of Persia.
Correct. Busch Gardens and Epcot Center are tourist attractions in what US state?
Connecticut.
It's Florida. In tennis, what name is given to a winning serve an opponent fails to
Ace.
Hit? Correct. Which Flemish painter created the Arnold Fini portrait?
Pass.
Van Eyck. What skin disease of dogs gets its name from a Latin word meaning to chew? Correct answer would have been mange. Now, £4,000, that's not too bad. A bit disappointed?
A little bit. I would like to go on a tiny bit higher.
Well, we can see, because you might get dealt up when you face the chaser. But who will you be up against today? Will it be Anne Hegarty, the Iron Lady, determined to flatten you? Or will it be Sean Wallace? There he is, my learned friend, who's making a case for your prosecution. Or will it be Mark Labette? Not exactly lean, very, very mean. They really know their stuff. So, who do you fancy taking on?
I think I'd like Mark. He does have the worst track record, I think.
He has the worst track record?
Yeah, I think he's let the players win more times than the other two.
Right. Let's find out who it is, because it's time to bring on the chaser. It's the beast himself. Rugby man Mark Labette.
Good afternoon, Zulu. So you think I'm the soft touch, do you? You're going to pay for that. Now, the Zulus of history were famous for their incredible bravery. I hope you're going to show the same when I give you these offers.
Zulu, you've got a three-step head start on the chaser. However, if you wish to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
OK. However, if you want to take a step closer to the chaser and really take him on, he will offer you...
Live up to your name. £16,000.
Have a chat with your team, Zulu.
What do you think?
You want to get through to the last four, I think.
Yeah.
Because we're going to get 4-3, obviously. But I would take one of the lower two offers, I think.
I'd say yeah. Stick.
Yeah, I think yeah, it's good advice. Get some money in the pot.
Thank you, team. Zulu, it's your decision, ultimately, of course. So what'll it be?
I'll stick at 4,000.
That's fine. Thank you very much. Let's bring that money home, Zulu, shall we? You'll answer the same questions at the same time as the chaser. If you're right, you'll take a step closer to home. However, if you're wrong, you stay where you are, giving the chaser the chance to close the gap. If you get caught, the money is gone. You're out of the game. Good luck, Zulu. For £4,000, the chase is on. Here is your first question. Which actress married the actor Javier Bardem in 2010? Is it A, Salma Hayek? Is it B, Jennifer Lopez? Or is it C, Penelope Cruz? You put Jennifer Lopez.
Gotta say, I'm not sure. It was a bit of a guess, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
OK. Correct answer is... it's Penelope Cruz. Got to stay where we are. Okay. The chaser has put... Salma Hayek. Oh, a let-off straight away.
Didn't know, didn't care. Let's get on with it.
Ooh, misses. Here's your next question. Courting Triumph is the autobiography of which tennis player? Is it A, Billie Jean King? Is it B, Chris Evert? Or C, Virginia Wade? You put Billie Jean King.
In all honesty, I've never heard of Chris Evert. Billie Jean King, Virginia Wade, I've heard of. It's a 50-50.
Never heard of Chris Evert. That's extraordinary, I think. But there you are. Yeah, too young. Just shows you our age, love, doesn't it?
Your age.
My age, indeed. The correct answer is... Virginia Wade.
That's annoying.
Yes, it is annoying. Staying where you are. The chaser's put... Oh, Chris Evert, too wrong on the bounce. It's a nightmare. Here's your next question. Zulu, you've got to start getting them right. He's opening the door and you're not bursting in. Come on. Which species of penguin lives in equatorial waters? Is it A, the rockhopper, B, the fairy, or C, the Galapagos? You put Galapagos. Because?
I know the Galapagos Islands are somewhere in that region. That's why I put them.
Fine. Correct answer is? Get in, well played. Now we're up and running. The chaser has put... Yeah, he knows his stuff. Here's your next question. Queen Victoria was referring to which Prime Minister when she said, he speaks to me as if I were a public meeting. Is it A, Robert Peel, B, Benjamin Disraeli, or C, William Gladstone? You put... Benjamin Disraeli.
Just because that rings a very slight bell.
Yes.
So, I thought I'd go for it.
Fine. Correct answer is... William Gladstone, staying where you are. The chaser's put... Yes, William Gladstone.
He was Prime Minister four times over a 26-year period. The grand old man.
Very good. Here's your next question. Which of these films earned Katharine Hepburn her first Oscar? Was it A, The Lion in Winter, B, Morning Glory, or C, The African Queen? You put The African Queen.
It's the only one I've heard of that I know she's in, unfortunately.
Indeed, with Humphrey Bogart. The correct answer is... Morning Glory, staying where you are. It's not over yet, he may not know this. The chaser has put... Morning Glory.
And she was in all of those films, but unfortunately for you, Morning Glory was the first.
OK, this is crucial. Here's the next question. Which of these is not a capital city? Is it A, Prague, B, Geneva, or C, Budapest? You put... Geneva. Happy with that?
Yes, I am.
Good. The correct answer is... Absolutely right, well played. Step closer to home. That builds a bit of confidence.
Yeah.
See what the chaser put. Also Geneva.
As every schoolboy knows, Bern is the capital of Switzerland.
Indeed. Here is your next question. Come on, Zulu, we're doing great now. We're on a roll. Which of these events happened most recently? Is it A, the Hindenburg explodes, B, Nagasaki atomic bomb, or C, Lynmouth flood? You put Nagasaki atomic bomb.
Never heard of the Lynmouth flood. Flood, rather. Again, just a stab in the dark.
We need this to be correct.
Yeah.
did the Nagasaki atomic bomb happen most recently? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back to The Chase. Zulu is left in a bit of a pickle. £4,000 is hanging in the balance. I asked him before the break the question, which event happened most recently? Zulu said it was the Nagasaki atomic bomb. If that is correct, we're still in the game. If it's wrong, I think we're going to get caught and he is out. The correct answer is... the Lynn Flood, the one you said you'd never heard of. You've got to stay where you are. The chaser has put... caught.
This man of Harlech's just seen off the Zulu Fret. Off you go.
Zulu, you have been caught, and the chase is over.
Thank you.
And not a lot of people know that. Dispatch nice and early.
Good, and I'm getting ready for some more.
Look out. Next to face the chaser is Doug. Welcome to the show. Oi. Crikey, you're much taller standing up than you are sitting down, aren't you?
They have to give me a little chair just to keep me in line with the others.
Aye, well, how tall are you?
About 6'5".
Wow, you're almost a match for our chaser. That's good news.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to taking on the little fella.
Yeah, I bet you are. All right, questions against the clock. Build up as much cash as we can. Your time starts now. Neapolitan ice cream is made up of vanilla, chocolate and what other flavour?
Strawberry.
Correct. Charlene Spiteri, Dizzy Rascal and Jamie Cullum were the judges on what TV show?
Pass.
Must be the music. What national campaign for the homeless was founded in 1966?
Shelter.
Correct. What word links a nickname for a helicopter and a bicycle with high handlebar? Correct. Which Beatle said we are more popular than Jesus now?
John Lennon.
Correct. George de Mistral invented what fabric fastener in the 50s?
Zip.
Velcro. What type of waterways are the Grand Union and Grand Western?
Canals.
Correct. The musical Man of La Mancha is based on what Spanish novel?
Pass.
Don Quixote. US high schools, what name is given to a second-year student?
Sophomore.
Correct. Which TV duo ended their shows with, and it's Good Night From Me and it's Good
Two
Night
Ronnies.
From Him? Correct. In 1947, who was appointed England's first football manager?
Pass.
Walter Winterbottom. Which former Prime Minister converted to Catholicism in 2007?
Tony Blair.
Correct. Which group had hits with Night Fever, Jive Talking and Stand Alive?
Bee Gees.
Yes, just on the button. 9,000.
Awesome.
Well, that awesome, says Elaine. Very good. Now, let's keep hold of that $9,000 and get it and you through to the final chase. It's time to take on the chaser.
Good afternoon, Shorty.
Good afternoon.
Yes, Bradley, are you in a pit somewhere?
It's not intimidating at all. Let's put your money on the table, Doug. You did great in that cash build. $9,000, there it is. You want to come a step closer to home, he will offer you...
a respectable £3,000.
Yeah, that is respectable as well. However, take a step closer, he will offer you...
£25,000.
Very nice. Have a chat with your team, Doug.
$25,000.
It's a great offer.
And I think you could beat him. You did really, really well. And you do have three steps. So it's up to you. I definitely wouldn't take that 3,000 rubbish.
Thank you, team. So, Doug, what'll it be?
I think I'm going to stick at 9,000. I want to get some money in the pot for the team, so I'm going to stay there.
Stay at nine? All right, great. For $9,000, Doug, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here comes your first question. Cricket's Bodyline Test series took place during which Ashes tour of Australia? Was it A, 1928-29, B, 32-33, or C, 36-37? You put 28-29. Sure about that?
I'm sure it rang a bell that it was in the 20s somewhere, so I've gone for that one.
Correct answer is 32-33. Immediately got to stay where we are. Chaser's put. Yep, straight in.
Captain by the great Douglas Jardine, a man so proper, respectable and utterly ruthless, he'd have made a great chaser.
Indeed he would have. Here's next question. Who married Debbie Rowe in 1996? Was it A, Gary Barlow, B, Michael Jackson, or C, Liam Gallagher? You've put Jacko. Sure about that?
Again, I'm not completely sure, but I do remember him getting married around about that time.
Correct answer is... it is Jacko Shaman. Chaser's put... also Jacko. Let's crack on. We're doing great. $9,000, mate. Here's your next question. Which of these champagne bottle sizes is the smallest? Is it A, Methuselah? Is it B, Balthazar? Or is it C, Jeroboam? You've put... Jeroboam. You know that?
Yeah, I'm fairly confident on that one.
Good. Correct answer is... yes, of course, Jeroboam. Well done. Step closer to home. Chaser's put... Jeroboam, indeed.
Magnum 2, Jeroboam 4, Rehoboam 6, Methuselah 8, Balthazar 12, Salamanzer 16, and Nebuchadnezzar 20. And I think I got the 12 and the 16 the wrong way around.
Sounds like you're a bit of a drinker.
And at the end, paralytic. Here's your next question. What was Cinderella's lost slipper made of? A, glass, B, rubies, or C, silk? You put glass. Correct answer is glass, indeed. Step closer to home. The chaser has put also glass.
There is some suggestion that actually that's a mistranslation from the original French.
It is indeed a mistranslation.
That it originally should have been fur.
Thank you very much. Here's the next question. Who was Britain's first female cabinet minister? A, Margaret Thatcher, B, Nancy Astor, or C, Margaret Bonfield? Right, come on, Doug. You put Nancy Astor. Correct answer is... Margaret Bonfield. Oh, you thought you'd got that right.
I did, yeah.
The chaser has put... oh, yes, Margaret Bonfield, he knows his stuff, and becomes a step behind us, looming down.
Nancy Astor was the first female MP. Yeah. Margaret Bonfield, the first cabinet minister, I think under Ramsay MacDonald, but I might not be right. Mm-hmm. And Margaret Thatcher, of course, the first female prime minister.
Indeed. Come on, Doug.
Yeah,
we've got to get away, mate. We have to get away. Here's next question. In the film The Sound of Music, which of the Von Trapp children sings 16 going on 17? Is it A, Marta? B, Gretel, or C, Liesl? You've put... Gretel.
Don't know anything about musicals, really. Not a good subject for me.
It's got to be right to stay in the game. Please be right. Correct answer is... come on, Doug. Oh, Liesl. Ouch. We're in danger of going out. This has got to be wrong. The chaser has put... yeah, Liesl.
Well, the hills were alive with the sound of me laughing.
You have been caught, and for you, Doug, the chase is over.
Thank you.
See you soon.
I've got a feeling though this could be all four today. It's
yes.
Looking good.
Next to face the chaser, it's Elaine. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're an auditor?
Yes.
And you do pub quizzes, I understand.
I run pub quizzes in the evening time, yeah.
So you really know your stuff.
Well, I should do. Normally I'm asking the questions and not answering them, so let's hope I don't let myself down, because I'll never hear the end of it.
Now, listen, if you were to win any money, Elaine, what would you spend it on?
Well, I'm going to Thailand in a couple of months.
OK.
So I'd love to just go without any budget, you know, go down to the islands.
Brilliant.
And just relax. And...
oh, wonderful. I've never been. I'd love
me
to
either.
Go. Well, I wish you luck. Let's see if we can get you to Thailand, shall we? Good luck, Elaine. Your time starts now. Which president was assassinated in Dealey Plaza, Dallas?
JFK.
Correct. In the university qualification BA, what does the B stand for?
Bachelor's.
Correct. Who composed the operas Das Rheingold and Siegfried?
Wagner.
Correct. According to the Bible, God created everything in how many days?
Seven.
It's six. The children's book, The Sheep Pig, was turned into what movie?
Babe.
Correct. What was the nationality of the crazy chef in The Muppet Show?
Swedish.
Correct. In snooker, what's the combined value of the blue ball and pink ball?
11.
Correct. What superhero transforms himself when he says Shazam?
Batman.
It's Captain Marvel. Which group had a hit in the 70s with the I Am a Cider Drinker?
The Wurzels.
Correct. What name links a wooden roof tile and the small round pebbles on the beach?
Shell.
Shingle. The Schick test is used to determine susceptibility to what infectious disease?
Measles.
Diphtheria. Which Australian wildlife expert presented the Crocodile Hunter?
I don't know.
Steve Irwin. On traffic lights, what colour appears immediately? Oh, no time. Couple there you just got stuck on. However, $7,000, good?
That's okay.
That's all right, I think that's brilliant. All we got to do now is take on the chaser.
Good afternoon, Elaine.
Good afternoon, Mark.
So, an auditor.
Yes.
Another professional meanie, then.
Something like that, yeah.
So I should extend some professional courtesy,
well,
I guess.
Well, that would be nice, yeah.
Ain't gonna happen.
Well, let's cut to the chase, then. Put some money on the table. There's your $7,000. If you want to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£2,000.
Still good money, but, however, not like seven. If you want to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
You're guaranteed at least half of this. £25,000.
Very nice. That'll get you to Thailand and back and to Thailand and back and to Thailand and back again.
Yes,
have a chat with George.
Elaine, as much as I'd like to share $25,000, I need you back here, baby.
Yeah, I think so too.
Thank you, George. Time to make a decision then, Elaine.
I really appreciate the offer, but I think I'm probably going to go with the $7,000.
£7,000 it is. Elaine, for £7,000, the chase is on. Here comes your first question. What type of milk has a fat content of 1.7%? Is it A, skimmed milk, B, semi-skimmed milk, or C, whole milk? You put semi-skimmed. Happy with that?
Pretty happy.
Yeah. Correct answer is? Absolutely, semi-skimmed milk. Step closer to home, see what the chaser put. Also, semi-skimmed milk. Here's your next question. Who said, some people believe football is a matter of life and death? I can assure you, it's much, much more important than that. Is it A, Bill Shankly, B, Brian Clough, C, Matt Busby?
And I can guarantee you Brad knows this answer.
OK. Elaine, you've put Brian Clough. Why Brian Clough?
Well, I was thinking Bill Shankly, but you're a Gunners fan, aren't you?
I'm an Arsenal fan, yeah.
So, Shankly isn't associated with the Gunners, is he?
No, not at all.
And neither's Matt Busby.
Oh, Chris, I was going to go Shankly, and then I thought, well, he's not associated with the Gunners, so...
Does that mean I've just put you off?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
If it's Shankly, I'm coming up there. I'm taking you on.
None of those managers have ever been associated with Arsenal.
No, I know.
Correct answer is...
Gotcha.
It's wrong. You've got to stay where you are. The chaser has put... Bill Shankly. The chaser probably only meant that I would know exactly who said that because I'm a big football fan, yeah. Don't let him faze you. Come on, we can do it. Here's your next question. Released in 1982, what was the Jam's final studio album? Was it A, The Gift, B, Sound Effects, or C, All Mod Cons? You put All Mod Cons.
It's kind of before my time. I don't know much about kind of early 80s music.
Me neither, mate. Correct answer is The Gift.
Oh.
You gotta stay where you are. The chaser has put The Gift, and now one step behind.
And that was a gift for me. Thank you very much.
looking to get rid of three on the bounce. Come in, Lane. Here's the next question. Which company made the Master System and the Dreamcast video consoles? Is it A, Sega, B, Nintendo, or C, Atari? You put Sega. Another guess?
No, I'm pretty sure my brother used to have a Sega Dreamcast.
Right, fair enough.
I hope.
Well, that's good. To stay in the game, you're $7,000. Come on, Elaine, we can do it. Correct answer is... Yes, well played. The chaser has put... Also, Sega, and remains that one step behind us.
That's going back a bit. I owned one of them as a teenager.
Here's next question. In which city is the Lang Art Gallery? Is it A, Edinburgh, B, York, C, Newcastle upon Tyne? You put Edinburgh. You happy with that?
No.
Guess?
Yep.
Lang. Scottish name?
I'm hoping so.
Fingers crossed, mate. The correct answer is... It's got to be wrong for us to stay in the game with our $7,000. Elaine, should we find out what the chaser's put?
Let's do it.
Not yet. We'll wait till after the break. So, welcome back to the chase. Elaine here from Belfast has got the answer wrong to a question I asked and in danger of being taken out. Before the break, I asked Elaine, in which city is the Lang Art Gallery? Elaine said it was Edinburgh. It's wrong. The correct answer was Newcastle upon Tyne. So we've got to stay where we are. If the chaser is correct, Elaine is out of the game. The chaser is put... Yes! Same thought process. Bring it on. Scottish name.
British art galleries are on my to-do list in my homework.
Mine too.
Yes, bring it on. That pays him back for the Bill Shankly one, doesn't it? So come on, let's start getting these right, Elaine. Let's go. Here's your next question. What is measured by a manometer? Is it A, viscosity, B, pressure, or C, speed? Hmm. You've put pressure.
I think I might be wrong, but...
I haven't got a clue.
Yeah. I don't think it's speed, but I honestly don't know.
Pressure.
I hope it's pressure.
Oh, I do. I do. There's enough pressure here.
Yeah.
If it is, we need a manometer now, don't we?
We do.
Right, I'm hoping it is. The correct answer is... Yes, come on.
I'm going to faint.
The chaser has put... Also, pressure.
Yeah, still got two more to go, and it's only going to get worse for you.
Here comes, Elaine, your next question. Which of these meats comes from a calf?
That's all right.
OK, is it A, venison, B, veal, C, gammon? You've put... Great. Correct answer is... Get in. All right, one more. It's all we need. The chaser has put... Veal. I can't believe he got that right.
I'd say probably eats quite a lot of it.
He eats a whole one.
Yeah.
In one sitting.
Yeah.
Elaine, come on, love. Oh, we only need one more correct answer and we're done. Here is your next question. Yeah. In which year was the Queen's anus... Rebellious. Is it A, 1990, B, 1992, or C, 1994? You've put... Come on, Elaine, 1992. You were very confident with that. Why were you so confident?
I've asked this quiz question a couple of times.
Have you?
Yep.
So you know it?
It's 1992.
To get through, the correct answer is... Yes! Get it in there! Well done, Elaine. Brilliant.
I'm not too worried after that pressure. She'll be like a jelly in the final, Chase.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was just the lead-in. Oh, creamy in the final.
Put it there, love.
Thank you very
much. You're through to the final, Chase. Thanks, mate. $7,000 as well. Last to face the chaser, it's George.
Go easy with me, Bradley. I'm a fan and don't spoil it.
Listen, you'll be able to stick up for yourself anyway, mate. Don't worry about that. What did you do for a living?
I was an aircraft engineering manager, 34 years Royal Air Force.
Ah, well done, sir. Now, why do you need some money, George?
Well, we've got a 60th wedding anniversary coming up next year. That'd be nice to celebrate really well.
And what's the wife's name?
Pam.
Pam?
Yeah.
Well, let's see what we can do for you. Much cash as we can. Good luck. Your time starts now. What chess piece shares its name with a clergyman?
Bishop.
Correct. Who duetted with Paul McCartney on Ebony and Ivory?
Pass.
Stevie Wonder. Guilty, not guilty, and what other verdict can be given in a Scottish court?
Not proven.
Correct. According to the rhyme, little boys are made of frogs and snails and...
puppy dog's tails.
Correct. Opened in 1999, what shopping centre is in Greenhithe, Kent?
Oh, pass.
Blue Water. Which lord featured on the Your Country Needs You poster?
Kitchener.
Correct. Which Bristol comedian presented the Sunday Night Project with Alan Carr?
Pass.
Justin Lee Collins. Reba is the association of what profession?
Pass.
Architecture. Miranda and Caliban are characters in what Shakespeare play?
As You Like It.
The Tempest. Which American illusionist lived in a glass box by the Thames for 44 days?
Oh, pass.
David Blaine. What county cricket club was granted first-class status in 1991?
No idea.
Durham. £4,000, George. That's all right.
Easy, isn't it?
Great.
Not at all. Don't worry. All we've got to do is get that money and you through to the final chase alongside Elaine. That means we're going to have to take on a chaser.
Good afternoon, sir.
Sir. George, please.
In deference to your long and distinguished service to our country, I shall be giving you some very respectable offers.
You should.
But I will still be doing my damnedest to try and catch you, sir.
I know.
The gloves are off.
Yes, do it.
Let's put some money on the table, George. There is your £4,000. If you want to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
a respectful £1,000.
OK. However, if you want to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£30,000.
Oh, Mark, that's fantastic. Elaine.
£30,000, my goodness. Although he's getting some wrong, he's pretty much on form today,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, you've been there.
Yeah, just make sure you get here into the seat again.
OK, thanks. OK, I'll stay.
That was quick. Right.
Decisive.
Can't be tempted.
No, no.
Fine. George, for £4,000, the chase is on.
Next one.
Yeah, good luck. Okay. Here comes your first question. Roy Hodgson managed which country at the 1994 World Cup? Was it A, the USA, B, Switzerland, or C, Norway? You put USA. Happy with that?
Not really. Guess.
Football fan?
Hate it. Can't stand football.
Bit of a sticky question if you're not
a football fan. It is.
The correct answer is... Switzerland.
Ouch.
Got to stay where we are. Will he know it? Let's find out. The chaser has put... Switzerland, indeed, and he is on the move.
Yes, he made his reputation in the continent as a very good manager.
Yeah, he certainly did. Here's your next question. In the film Toy Story, what is the name of the child who owns the toys? Is it A, Zach, B, Andy, or C, Kevin? You put Kevin. Another guess?
Most unlikely answer, so I chose it.
Correct answer is... Andy.
I always say go to the middle if you're not sure.
And you didn't.
I didn't.
However, you've got to stay where you are, George. The chaser has put... yes, Andy, and closes the gap, and now one step behind. Right, George, don't have to tell you this, mate. We're in a
bit of a spot. Pickle.
We are. Here's your next question. As opposed to the standard and zero rates, what is the reduced rate of VAT? Is it A, 5%? B, 7.5%, or C, 10%. You've put 7.5%. Happy with that?
Reasonably, yeah.
Gone for the middle there. Is that deliberate? You've gone for the middle because you're not sure?
Right, sir. Oh, sorry, Elaine.
It's okay.
Correct answer is 5%. Staying where we are, has the chaser got it right? We need this to be wrong. The chaser has put 5%. George, it's a very short chase, I have to say, mate.
Yeah.
It's not often I'm this apologetic, but I'm sorry, sir, and I wish you a happy anniversary.
George, I'm sorry to say you have been caught. A view, the chase is over. Our regards, thanks. Pam. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Goodbye. Ow!
I'm annoyed now. Should have caught Elaine.
Should have, would have, could have, Mark.
It's definitely fighting talk. So, Elaine has made it through to the final chase with a total prize fund of £7,000. See if she can do it. See you in a minute. Could you take on a chaser? I'm looking for contestants to go up against this lot and hopefully win thousands of pounds. To apply, go to itv.com/thechase and I might see you here soon. Welcome back. Only Elaine has made it through to the final chase. There's £7,000 in the prize fund. Now, against the clock, Elaine must answer as many questions as she can. Each right answer takes her a step further away from the chaser. Then the chaser will have the same amount of time to try and catch her. If he does, Elaine goes home with nothing. If he doesn't, of course, she'll go home with £7,000. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It'd be really nice.
And what would you do with the £7,000? You're going to go to Thailand.
And spend as much of it as I possibly can.
And spend it all up. Right, as only you have made it through to the final chase, you get an automatic one-step head start. Are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
Your time starts now. A baguette is a French type of what food?
Bread.
Correct. IVF stands for in vitro what?
Fertilization.
Correct. Who succeeded William Hartnell as Doctor Who?
Patrick Troughton.
Correct. Golfer Vijay Singh comes from what country?
Fiji.
Correct. The Pope is head of what church?
Catholic Church.
Correct. Mount Vesuvius is in what country?
Italy.
Correct. Who invented the phonograph?
Bell.
No, it's Thomas Edison. What's the American military's highest decoration?
Purple Heart.
Medal of Honor. How many events in a triathlon?
Three.
Correct. Castanets originate from what country?
Spain.
Correct. With headquarters in Frankfurt, what is the ECB?
The European Bank. Community Bank?
It's wrong. European Central Bank. Ophidiophobia is a fear of what creatures?
Ophidia?
Yep.
Cats?
No, it's snakes. How many days in November?
30.
Correct. On a fish, where's the dorsal fin?
On its back.
Correct. What country was renamed Kampuchea in 1976?
Cambodia.
Correct. The Stadium Eden Gardens is in what Indian city?
Delhi.
It's Calcutta. Sheepshank and Timber Hitch are types of what?
Not.
Correct. In what century was Coca-Cola invented?
18th.
No, it's 19th century. What naval battle took place on October the 21st, 1805? Trafalgar. What's the currency in China?
The yen.
No, it's the yuan. What mode of transport is a tandem?
A bike.
Correct. What English port has an area called the Ho?
Dover.
It's Plymouth. Which king said, let not poor Nelly starve?
Harold.
It's Charles II. Who became Labour MP for Hull East in 1970?
Brian.
John Prescott. Pistachios and pecans are various...
Nuts.
Correct. In what country is Santa Claus Village?
Norway.
It's Finland. What boy's name is also the name of a rabbit burrow?
Warren.
Correct. Which Daily Express owner died in 1964?
Don't know.
Lord Beaverbrook. How many commandments were in the Ark of the Covenant?
10.
Correct. Complete the saying, time and tide wait for...
No man.
Correct. Cellophane is made from...
Plastic.
Of what? No, it's made from wood. 18 steps, you happy?
I think it's probably going to take more than 18 to beat this fella, but hopefully
you know
you'll get a few wrong. And
I have to say, 18 on your own is very, very good. It's tough up there when you're on your own.
It is.
Right, it's time to bring back the chaser. Well, chaser, 18 steps on our own.
Nobody's ever won as a solo player, and it ain't going to start today.
Well, let's see if 18 steps is enough. It's time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. Malaria is transmitted by what insect?
Mosquitoes.
Correct. What country developed karate and aikido?
Japan.
Correct. Concorde made its first flight in what decade?
1960s.
Correct. What is Wi-Fi short for?
Wireless Fidelity.
Correct. In The Wizard of Oz, what character wanted courage?
The Lion.
Correct. Who played Donna Noble in Doctor Who?
Got a pass.
Stop the clock.
Catherine Tate.
Yes.
Is correct.
Couldn't think of her.
Pushing the chaser back one step. Your time starts again now. The name of what dish means little rice in Italian?
Paella.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Risotto.
Is correct. Push the chaser back one step. Your time starts again now. What New York tabloid is owned by Rupert Murdoch?
The Inquirer.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
The New Yorker.
No. Post. The New York Post. Post. Your time starts again now. Prince Philip is the Duke of where?
Edinburgh.
Correct. How many players in an outdoor field hockey team?
11.
Correct. National service ended in what decade?
Well, the end of the 1950s. 1959.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
60s?
Is correct. Pushing him back one step. Time starts again. Now, the poet Homer called which oil liquid gold?
Which oil?
Yes.
Linseed.
Stop the clock, that is wrong.
Olive oil?
Is correct. Your time starts again. Now, how many kings in a game of chess?
Two.
Correct. What's the name of the Flintstones' daughter?
Pebbles.
Correct. Nephrology is the study
kidneys.
Of what organ? Correct. Who directed the film Four Lions?
Chris Morris.
Correct. What's the name of Winnie the Pooh's donkey friend?
Eeyore.
Correct. What famous dog show started in 1891?
Cross.
Correct. In what European city is Wenceslas Square?
Prague.
Correct. Theravada is a branch of what religion?
Hinduism.
Stop the clock, that is wrong.
No.
Buddhism?
Is correct. Pushing the chaser back one step. Nine steps required to catch Elaine. Your time starts again now. What sportswear company has the slogan, just do it?
Adidas.
Stop the clock, that is wrong.
Nike.
Is correct.
Slimey.
Pushing him back. 10 steps required to catch Elaine. Time remaining, 36 seconds. Your time starts again now. Ofta was the office of what?
Telecommunications.
Is correct. Paragon culture and Barocco types of what?
Architecture.
Start the clock.
Painting.
No, answer is pearl. Your time starts again. Now, which Swedish writer created Inspector Wallander?
Pass.
Start the clock.
Johansson.
No, Henning Mankell. Still 9 steps required. Your time starts again. Now, how many wheels does a tricycle have?
3.
Correct. Gauchos are cowboys from what continent?
Argentina, South America.
Start the clock. First answer is Argentina. Gauchos are cowboys from what continent?
South America.
Is correct. We push the chaser back one step. 9 steps needed. 18 seconds remaining. Chaser, your time starts again now. In a restaurant, what a grassini.
Breadsticks.
Correct. Pele joined which US football team in 1975?
New York Cosmos.
Correct. Citrus fruits are a major source of what vitamin?
Vitamin C.
Correct. Yogi Bear lives in what park?
Yellowstone.
Correct. Who had a number one in 1968 with Lily the Pink?
Scaffold.
Correct. Who was the first king of the House of Lancaster?
Henry the Fourth.
Unbelievable! Unbelievable!
I can't believe it.
You can believe it now, big fella. Pick
incredible.
That out of the bag.
How
many people want on their own now? Tell that in the future.
One.
Brilliant. Elaine, £7,000. Thailand, here you come.
It's on. Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Chaser.
I'm gutted. I'm going for my tea. I'll see you.
Goodbye.
Oh, no,
bye, Mark.
That was terrible.
That was absolutely extraordinary. Can anyone else beat a chaser? Find out soon on The Chase. Goodbye.